Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Forensic science is improving every day. Deanne Beauchemin, professor of chemistry at Queen's University, is working with hair samples to identify their ethnic characteristics.
We've developed a new technique to quickly infer gender and ethnicity from hair left at crime scenes. Unlike DNA testing, it does not allow identification of an individual. However, it can narrow down the number of suspects in the many cases where there is no DNA match. The approach involves washing and drying the hair, grinding it, and then placing it in a small furnace, which vaporizes it into a multi-element analyzer. Application of statistical analysis to the multi-element data from 13 hair samples collected from mostly students in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, identified the elements allowing prediction of gender and ethnicity. The relative proportions of magnesium, sulfur, strontium, and zinc were sufficient for accurate prediction of gender from 13 duplicate hair samples. 9 elements, which included sulfur, strontium, and zinc, were sufficient to distinguish East Asians, South Asians, and Caucasians. The greater number of elements required to identify ethnicity is commensurate with the larger number of possibilities than for gender. The approach was applied to 2 blind samples from people living in Montreal and Sudbury, which are as far as 430 kilometers away from where the samples used to build the prediction model were collected. It correctly predicted with 100% accuracy that they were both Caucasian males. The beauty of the approach is that it only requires 4 mg of hair and is very quick, as the vaporization step in the small furnace only takes 85 seconds. In the future, we will expand the study to refine the technique so as to identify the specific ethnicity. These encouraging results are thus merely the beginning.
That was Deanne Beauchemin of Queen's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.